Time may be a companion, a friend who walks us through the journey we call life. Delmarva Public Radio's essayist George Merrill ponders this eternal presence.
Does time travel alone, all by itself, and with the speed of light? Does time ever stop? Just what is time? I know time's gone before I realize it. A friend's wife recently died. He'd been married 50 years. How had he thought about their life? We had a wonderful trip together. For him, their mutual journey defined time. As a child, time fascinated me. I'd watch sand moving through our hourglass egg timer. I knew time didn't stop after 3 minutes. I sensed that time was more than clocks. Time, I thought, had not only duration, how long or how short, but also substance, what it contained. As a child in 1945, shortly after Hiroshima, I heard for the first time about Einstein's theory of relativity. There's a set of twins, one of the stories about it goes. One twin stays home while the other leaves to travel in space for a while at the speed of light. Upon the traveling twin's return, each twin looks at his watch. The watch of the twin that stayed home reads 12 o'clock. For the one that traveled, 11 o'clock. He wound up being younger. Time limits our journeys here, to be sure, but that our journeys might slow time down was a new thought, although I really didn't understand any of it. I also never forgot it. In the late 40s and early 50s, four of my own significant relatives died, one violently and the others through terminal illnesses. I had a church upbringing, but doctrines are little consolation when the time's up for those you love. A child handles losses like this by attempting to make sense of them, often in the heart, quietly. So do adults. I seize then upon my pre-adolescent concept of Einstein's theory. A life, I figured, must be like a shaft of light. And after death, this light travels unimpeded at the speed of light through eternity. It was like stars whose nuclear energy finally depletes and they implode and are gone. But their light continues speeding through the universe. I reckon that life continues its existence traveling through eternity. I figured removing life's vulnerability to time preserves life. Someday, when the time's right, I thought, we'll all be traveling together again like searchlights in a night sky. Why not? As John Muir said, we all arrived here together on the Milky Way. I've never totally abandoned my innocent child-crafted law of the universe. I strongly suspect that many people share similar kinds of intuitions, but ponder them quietly in their hearts, because to speak of them may seem naive and childish to others. The heart knows a lot more about these things than our minds do. It's just tricky putting what the heart knows into words. I went outside the other night to watch the stars. It was clear and bright. I didn't give quarks, quanta, photons, or relativity one single thought. I just enjoyed watching Orion the Hunter, following the Big Bear around, and counting the stars in the Pleiades. While watching, though, I wondered whether all of these stars appearing in the sky, how many of these shining beings belong to lightless stars long since gone, but whose lights go on traveling together through eternity? George Merrill, On the Shore.